We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's Anthony Sain from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Sain, what it do, man?
Man, what's going on, bro? I'm sitting up here, got my mega bus ticket, getting ready to head to Orlando, you know what I'm saying, to stalk the NBA.
Do you really expect to be able to cover it? I mean, that...
No. I was going to stalk them, man. I was just going to hang out outside Disney World somewhere and just, you know.
And would you really feel safe on the mega bus?
You know what, man? All jokes aside, I had planned a trip to go see my cousin in St. Louis with a mega bus ticket that I had just happened to have in my account constantly rescheduling. Like, you keep rescheduling, you have a ticket kind of forever.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent an email saying they're about to cancel it because there, I guess not enough people are going so well. So I guess I'll finally lose that money. I might reschedule to Orlando, though.
Okay. Yeah. In terms of the, you know, this announcement, I mean, I guess it wasn't so much of an announcement as it was maybe a test balloon. I don't know, but it sounds like Orlando is getting all of the momentum now for a return to the season. Does this make sense to you? I mean, when you think about the campus and how wide and how much, you know, space Disney World takes up and the court availabilities, does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It's plenty of space for the guys. Even if you put all the 16 playoff teams there, you definitely got enough space as far as housing and things like that is concerned. It's literally a – if you've ever been to Disney World, it's literally a country within a city, so to speak. So it's definitely got the amenities there for guys who to keep them protected and keep them separated from the rest of the world. So, yeah, I don't care where they put it. They can put the Blue Villains, man. I'm down for it.
What kind of Grizzlies team would you expect to see? If they got this thing, almost, you know, one that almost might be too hyped, you know, and at this point, we'll take whatever form of it we can get. But, like, what kind of effort would you expect to see from them? They get a couple of weeks to do it, like we're all planning on training camps, all that. What do you think you'd see from this young team in terms of the way it'd look?
In the event that they just go with the playoffs the way it is and the Lakers play the Grizzlies, I think they'll be super excited, like you said. Of course, they'll be nervous. Not many guys on their team have played the game in the playoffs at all, and the guys who have, you know, the Gorgie Dings, the Tyus Jones, those guys haven't had been a part of any deep runs or anything. I think that you still will see a team that could have an advantage in certain ways, being that the Grizzlies are those younger guys, man. Like, that time off really isn't going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are a team that's, you know, filled with a bunch of veterans. Not saying the Grizzlies are going to beat them or anything, but you can see a situation where those young legged guys, similar to what you saw in the last dance when the Bulls took on the Nets in that first round series, you know, they looked kind of sketchy at first because that Nets team was very young and very athletic, and they gave the Bulls all they wanted, you know, early in that series.
And to your point, this isn't a Lakers team like that's been together for 4 or 5 years. What you and teams like that are veteran teams, like you said, even with the Grizzlies, they could flip a switch and turn up that playoff intensity level to a different level. And you figure, yeah, in the end, the Lakers can probably do that, but at least early on, to your point about the Grizzlies giving them a run early, that switch may not be there for them because they haven't been together a ton of time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much a new team. A lot of those guys are – that's their first time playing together, and there isn't that longevity. You got guys who've been there. You know, of course, LeBron, the Danny Greens of the world, you know, those guys
– they know.
You know, won titles, been in finals, all those type of things, but – they may have an adjustment period, having to start all over again. So I'm looking forward to it, man, because that Grizzly team get ready to come out there and make some noise against them.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Anthony Sain, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for allgrizzlies.com. In terms of the Last Dance, there seems to be a lot of controversy over the documentary. Scottie Pippen appears to not like it. He doesn't really appreciate it.
Not talking. He's even gone quiet.
And Horace Grant called Michael Jordan a snitch. What do you make of that? What do you make of the fact that, you know, we're it's a 10-part documentary about, you know, how great this team was, and yet here we are, and in the wreckage of this dynasty is, you know, I mean, I don't know if Steve Kerr likes Michael Jordan or not. I have no idea. Probably not, if I had to say. Nice guy, but probably
respects,
doesn't.
But yeah,
right,
point.
Doesn't like him. Horace doesn't like him. Scottie doesn't like him. What do we make of that?
I think I heard you guys talking about this too. Like, was the documentary too long? I think under a normal situation, I would have got tired of watching a long time ago. I haven't gotten all the way through it still, and I'm in the middle of episode 7. And I'm like, do I really want to watch 2 more episodes of this? You know, that's kind of where I'm at now as far as it goes, especially when I know everything is pretty much going to be talked about because people have already – it's already out there, whatever. But as far as the things that people are saying about Michael Jordan, whatever, of course the documentary is it's a Michael Jordan documentary with the rest of the Chicago Bulls, you know, in the background. That's just the way that it was presented. That's the way that it was set up. And with Michael having that vetoing power – he definitely had it chopped up in a way that kind of made him look like, because a lot of people were expecting, you know, this, you're going to show the worst of Michael Jordan, the bad side that everyone knew was there. But you're not saying too much of that. It's making him more of a hero now than he already was before in some instances. Are we ready to talk conspiracy talk, or are we still, what are we doing?
Is that why Horace is going crazy here? And why Mike Dunn called him a snitch? Go ahead and
I think this is why Michael Jordan might be going crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And we've been doing this conspiracy stuff for a while now. It was last offseason when we debuted it in the show.
Now, you don't doubt that Mike's daughter is his. Let's set that
that's
to the right. While we
that's
setting that
thing.
To the side, because she looks like him.
As I look at my my hood paleontology degree, I know that's not the right word, but it sounds like it. If you look at Michael Jordan's daughter, she looks like a perfect combination of Michael Jordan's wife and Michael Jordan's mom. If you look at, you know, if you just go back and
can see it, yeah, can see
you can see it.
Yep.
When you see Michael Jordan's sons, both of them play basketball. If you guys need a picture reference, there's, you know, I posted it on Twitter, posted on my Facebook as well. If you look at those boys lined up against a current picture of Horace Grant, they look more Horace Grantish
like
than they look
Horace kids.
They look more Horace Grantish than they look Michael Jordanish. As you know, Michael Jordan had a history of infidelity with his wife.
Oh my gosh!
And if y'all know the history of a black woman, we know they don't get mad; they get even. So you know, who knows how she might have went about that.
It sounds like we kind of have an idea. Based
yeah,
on
I
this,
mean, you know,
we have an idea how she went about it.
Yeah, I'm not here to start a rumor or to say something. It's fact, but I'm just saying it's always been a mystery to me how, you know, how his sons always look more role players than greatest of all time on the court.
Not sure if you'll get there, but there's an actual shot of the sons in like episode 10. They just throw it in there with the daughter and a couple sons of about 30 seconds of his family.
Yeah.
What did you think of the way Scottie was portrayed? That's the other part. Now, I think if you said you're in 7, you've already seen Mike say early on Scottie was selfish for holding out that last year. I'll ask the question this way. If you're Scottie Pippen today, if Anthony Sane is Scottie Pippen, you got 6 rings, you did it with Michael Jordan, having watched the part that you've seen, right, where they talk about the 1.8 seconds he was out when Mike wasn't even playing with the Bulls, the migraine, the not playing in the Utah game, and then Mike obviously calling him selfish, would you be cool with Mike saying what he said if you were Scottie Pippen today?
Some of the stuff about Scottie Pippen just is what it was. I think the show kind of portrayed Scottie as a not the smartest guy in the world and kind of a you know, country boy from Arkansas who didn't really know any better.
That took a full contract, to your point. That basically took a full contract. Like, what was it, 7 years for $18 million or whatever?
Exactly. And you can't even sign contracts that long anymore. And Scottie Pippen is one of the reasons why you can't. I just think that, you know, that kind of is what it is. But I don't think enough light was shined on Scottie. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest players in this position ever, in Scottie Pippen. I mean, not just a good role player, a good, you know, number two to Michael Jordan, but you're talking about one of the best small forwards ever played the game. You're talking about a guy, if he walked into the NBA right now, would be number one pick in the draft. Teams would build franchises with him. You're talking about a guy who's like Kawhi Leonard, but coming into solid probably. That's probably what you're looking at as far as who Scottie Pippen would be in today's NBA. And I think that not enough attention was on him. I'm definitely biased because Scottie Pippen is probably one of my favorite players of all time. But I don't think I'd be mad at Jordan. You know, because that when they made those recordings, it was pretty much known that Michael Jordan was the greatest player ever. But it wasn't. Scottie wasn't quite in that regard yet.
You would be more mad at Horace.
Oh yeah, Horace. Yeah.
For you've raised his kids for the last.
Yeah, raised his man kids. Well, no, Horace Grant didn't raise Jordan's kids.
Just, I know. I'm saying Michael raised his though.
No way.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan
That's what
raised
I'm saying.
His kids.
Like, Mike, yeah, I mean,
you know that Mike. The story is that Mike early on wasn't sure if he wanted to marry Juanita because he wasn't sure if it was his kid. But I'm not sure that Horace.
Wait, that's for real?
Yeah. Have you heard that part? Yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. There was some issues early on and whether he was. But so that part fits right your theory, your conspiracy theory. But the part that don't was that Horace wasn't around then.
But hold on, bro. So I gotta go back to the drawing board now. Bro. So you saying that Horace Grant wasn't even?
He wasn't around. This was in the mid '80s. I want to say because again, this kid was already born, conceived, whatever. Before
Marcus Jordan was born in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
When did Horace Grant?
When was Jeffrey born?
Yeah, Horace Grant was on them teams then. He was on them teams before 1990 because they won the championship in 91.
But I'm not sure that was the first one because, again, they got married in 84, 84, 85.
Jeffrey was born in 88.
He's the earlier one. So was Horace with him in 88?
I don't know. I can't go back that far.
And, again, would it have had to been 87 with the conspiracy theory like 9 months before that?
Can we all agree that those are clearly not Michael Jordan's sons? Can we say that?
So Horace Grant joined the Chicago Bulls.
Those boys would slap you today saying out here that them and his kids, man.
Horace
they
Grant,
got on that documentary as
Horace
his kids.
Horace Grant joined the Chicago Bulls in 1987.
There it is.
And you can't rule it out.
There it is.
Something's off with your math.
It's
there.
Marcus is definitely Horace Grant.
Exactly. The one with the goggles. No, both of them. You look him in the face, man. Those are Horace Grant's kids, bro.
Man, Horace Grant would have been as mad as he is at Mike. He would have said it on Chicago radio this week that those are his kids.
Hey, he might have never known,
bro. He would tell him, he'd say, that's my kid. And he would have done it. It would have come out this week. Those are not his kids, man. I'm not going to let y'all keep doing
that. That back child support might be a mug, bro. He might not be able to flip that back child support for 36 years worth of kids.
Bro. I give Michael Jordan a lot of credit, man, for being the man he is to raise those kids, you know, that aren't his. But I'm just – I mean –
How dare y'all.
I am going to say this. I mean, you look around, and I mean, in terms of the disparity of the parents' talent to the descendants' talent, it is as wide between Mike and his kids as you probably will see in sports.
Ever.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. I mean, most father and son duos, like they're comparable in some. Michael Jordan was not as a good basketball player; he was the greatest ever. Okay. And are there examples? Can you find some? Sure, but I think those might be the widest disparity. Now, if you told me that those kids' dad was Horace Grant,
made an All Star game,
that's different though. I can see where your sons might actually just be decent players if you're just
and go to UCF.
One time All Star.
Stop.
You know, I'm just saying it's a compelling case you make, Anthony.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate y'all for
You're spending this isolation time wisely.
Yeah, I am.
You know, so all right, man. Well, hopefully by the next time we have you on,
NBA plan.
Exactly.
Feels like it.
Feels like we're getting there. So appreciate
Thank
the time,
you,
man.
Oh yeah.
Yep. He is Anthony Saint. Joins us every single Wednesday.
Listen, y'all's math has got to be off,
bro. I mean, the kid.
And again, I tell you, it'd come out of Horace this week if that was the case, because he is he is fire hotted, Mike.
Yes, 87 is when he got drafted in 87. That would have been in June 87. All right, and let's see when Jeffrey was born.
It has to go back to before. We need 9 months.
Okay, he was born November 18th, 1988. So that's plenty of time. That's plenty of time to make it happen. I mean, what we know about the pregnancy process.
based on what we know. You go to Wiki, you look up Jeffrey Jordan, it says it's got two parents listed. One says Juanita Van Hoy, and one says Michael Jordan. Doesn't say no damn Horace Grant.
Well, you don't need to think differently of Michael just because he's a stepfather. I mean, he's still a great player. I just don't want you to don't let this change.
So
your opinion.
This is the other why Mike wouldn't let Horace eat on the plane.
Right. Right. Because he had to spend all that money to feed his kids. You know? And he felt like
Horace wasn't taking care of
it. Horace couldn't be there for his kids and he doesn't get to eat. You know?
This is dangerous what y'all doing.
And
you wouldn't say it to his kids.
You
wouldn't say this to their faces.
Can you rule it out? I mean, it's certainly a possibility. Listen, Marcus looks like Horace Grant with the goggles on and everything. The beard. MJ never had a beard. MJ was always clean shaven. He didn't rock a beard.
He's like you and me. I think his beard was more scraggled.
Yeah.
It wasn't a real true beard. So he didn't bother with one.
But anyway,
He had them razor bumps though.
Thanks to Anthony Sane for joining us on the show and spreading the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.